From WDAV Classical Public Radio and South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Lisa Simeone with World of Opera. This is Dizzy Gillespie with Anthropology, a classic from the era of bebop, a distinctive style of jazz that developed in the 1940s and dominated the genre all the way into the 60s. But by the 1970s, many jazz fans were listening to music that sounded like something else altogether. This tune is by a 70s band called the Mahavishnu Orchestra, playing in a style known as jazz fusion, blending traditional modern jazz, such as bebop, with the amplified electronic sound of rock music. Naturally, this new take on jazz didn't happen all at once. There were musical steps along the way. And we get a hint of that transition in the name of this particular tune. It's called Miles Beyond, as in Miles Davis, a musician who helped join the disparate worlds of bop and fusion. This Miles Davis tune is from his influential 1968 album, Miles in the Sky. It has clear roots in bebop, but also introduces electronics, paving the way for fusion. Jazz isn't the only kind of music where innovators such as Miles Davis played a key role in the rapid transition from one musical world to another. It also happened in German opera. This passage is from the overture to Oberon, a German romantic opera from 1826 by Carl Maria von Weber. You could easily mistake it for the work of a classical composer such as Beethoven, who died in 1827. And here's something from another German opera, written less than 20 years later. You may recognize this as the overture to The Flying Dutchman by Wagner, music that seems a world away from Weber's Oberon. Just as there was trend-setting music that spurred the transition from bebop to fusion, there was also music that paved the way from Weber to Wagner. Here's an example. This dramatic chorus is from a drama called Hans Heiling, written in 1833 by Heinrich Marschner. We don't hear his operas much today, but Marschner is often credited with bridging the gap between the early German romantic operas of Weber and the revolutionary music dramas of Wagner. We'll hear a complete production of Marschner's Hans Heiling in just a few minutes. This time on World of Opera, Heinrich Marschner's Hans Heiling comes to us from the historic Theater an der Wien in Vienna. Conductor Konstantin Trinks leads a production featuring soprano Katerina Tretjakova as Anna and baritone Mikhail Nagy in the title role.